This is Passport to Texas. When the wind sweeps across the wide open plains this winter, backcountry enthusiasts will feel it. Cold temperatures and strong winds increase the risk of hypothermia, a potentially serious condition where the body's core temperature drops below normal. Should that happen, you need to act fast. Dorian Drigola is an assistant professor of emergency medicine at Scott and White Memorial Hospital.
The first thing to try to do is to get the patient to the warmest possible environment, whether that be getting them out of the wind or out of water. So the first two things to be concerned about on a hiker in wilderness are basically to remove everything possible wet, get the patient dry, and try to get them into a warmer environment, even if that just means out of the wind, behind the shelter, even of a hillside. Then you want to try additional measures, whether that's using insulating materials like a sleeping bag or dry clothing to warm the patient. And also ingestion of warm liquids can help. If the person is cold and they're already in water, the water between them and their clothing is actually insulating. The heat is conducted out of the body and into the water, but it's maintained between them and their clothing, and it's only if those clothes can come off and all the water can be removed that's actually helpful.
That's our show. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.